It's 2 a.m. I am on the side of the road, surrounded by a horde of police officers, one of whom is holding a half-empty bottle of whiskey in front of me, saying, "Is this an open container? How did I get here? Because you see, I don't actually drink alcohol." Kind of famously so, like it's a pretty big part of my identity to be the guy who doesn't drink. And it's not like I once drank and stopped or got sober. I've been straight edge pretty much my entire life. It just never held much appeal to me. I didn't grow up in a house with alcohol, and I'm pretty lawful good. And I don't know if you know this, but drinking underage is illegal. And as I grew older, I played the role of last sober guy at the party often enough in my life to realize that 3 a.m. drunk is not actually cute and not a lot of fun for the people who have to be around it. So, admittedly, I have a bit of a naivete about alcohol, so much so that once in college, I was in a play playing an alcoholic, and it was clearly not going very well. Because one rehearsal, the director got so frustrated that she just kept repeating, "Jason, be drunk. Just be drunk." And I had to stop and be like, "Christina, I'm so sorry. I'm trying my best, but I've never been drunk before, so this is not particularly helpful direction at this moment." And she looked at me like I was an alien and was like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Oh, just act tired and more confused." And suddenly, my performance was much, much stronger. Which is not to say that I have never experimented before. When I turned 21, I had a Mike's Hard Lemonade like a man. I have had the occasional fuzzy navel, and I have been drunk twice in my life. Yes, round of applause, please. The first time was fun. And then about 2 weeks later, I split two bottles of wine with a couple of friends, and I spent the rest of the night uncontrollably talking about my ex-girlfriend, my brain desperately begging my mouth to stop to no avail. And that was less fun, and I decided I never wanted to do that again, and so I didn't. So, I don't drink alcohol, but I do have sleep apnea, and it turns out that uncontrolled sleep deprivation can present pretty similarly. And if you are not familiar with sleep apnea, it's when your body decides it hates you and wants to choke you in the middle of the night. And for someone who is also rather famously obsessed with their own mortality, and in particular, terrified at the prospect of dying in my sleep, it does make the act of going to bed, which, as you may know, is something we have to do every single night, a bit traumatic. Now, in 2013, I didn't know that I had sleep apnea. I just knew that sleep was scary and I wasn't getting enough of it. So I was directing a play and I stayed late after rehearsal and I ended up passing out on the set. And there, snoring away on this garish pink settee, my body said, "He's vulnerable, boys. Let's get him." And I started gasping for breath. And I woke from a dead sleep, could not breathe, did the full-on Undertaker zombie sit-up, said out loud to no one, "I'm going to die here." And then, bleary-eyed, half-conscious, and out of my mind, I ran to my car and took off into the night, desperately trying to outrun the Grim Reaper or at least die in the comfort of my own bed. And it was there, blaring down Connecticut Avenue at 2 a.m., going somewhere between 55 miles per hour and much, much faster, that I heard the sirens and I saw the lights and I realized I am being pulled over. And that woke me up very quickly. To be fair, I was speeding and they caught me. Fair play. That is how the game works. I wasn't worried until I pulled over and the cop car stayed there behind me for an extremely long time. And then a second car pulled up behind him. And then a third car pulled up behind him. And we are three cop cars deep before the first officer approaches me to ask for my license, registration, and have you been drinking tonight? Which, jokes on him, easy no, because I am never drinking. He seemed skeptical and then started looking through my back seat with a flashlight. And what you need to know about my car, especially at this time in my life, is that the inside of my car looked like a junkyard. It is filled nearly from floor to ceiling with stuff. Trash, yes, but also the accumulated souvenirs of years and years of producing and directing plays. We are talking props and costumes and papers, stuffed swords, a working projector. At one point, for about a month, I had an actual filing cabinet full of stuff in my car for a month. It's like the TARDIS in there. It is bigger on the inside. And not even I fully understand what treasures lie within. But I'm not worried, because I have nothing to hide, until he asks me to step out of the car, and that has never happened before. And he asks me to open my car door, and he pulls out a half-empty bottle of whiskey that I have never seen before and did not know was there. Flashback to 3 weeks earlier when we had a cast party and I gave a friend a ride home and he was bringing home some souvenirs, and I suddenly realized that he made it into his house and the alcohol didn't, and lost in the morass of my car, it has been there the whole time and I have only now just discovered it. So that is how I found myself at 2 a.m. on the side of the road, surrounded by a horde of police officers, with one of them waving this bottle of whiskey in my face, asking, "Sir, is this an open container?" I am law-abiding, I am nervous, and I am eager to comply. So I look at the bottle, I look at him, and I confidently say, "No." This is not the answer he is looking for, and I can tell because his brow furrows, his nose starts to bristle, and with an edge in his voice that wasn't there before, he says, "Sir, I'm going to ask you again, is this an open container?" And I don't know what to do, because I don't know if this is a bit. I don't know if this is an attempted entrapment. I don't know if they're bored and they're just fucking with me because it's late, but we're clearly looking at the same thing. And I say, less confidently, "No." He is pissed, and things are escalating quickly, because he gets right in my face and aggressively says, "Sir, for the last time, I'm going to ask you, is this an open container?" And I don't know what to do, because I cannot tell a lie. And I just go, "Officer, I don't know what to tell you. Very clearly, that bottle is closed." And he is about to like haul off and hit me when another officer goes, wait, I think I understand what's going on," grabs the bottle and goes, "Has this ever been opened?" And I'm like, "Yeah, obviously, it's half empty." And he looks at me like the sweet little angel baby that I am and goes, "That's an open container." And I go, "Oh, I had no idea. I don't drink." So what you clearly already know, and I learned in that moment, is that legally an open container is any bottle of alcohol that has ever been opened in the vicinity of the car. And that's how I took my first field sobriety test. And so I am sitting on the side of the road on the curb for about 30 minutes while these cops are huddling like a football team, animatedly arguing and moving around, when I finally make eye contact with my new friend and I go, "Officer, I promise you, I am completely sober." And with this like withering look, he looks me right in the eye and goes, "Yeah, we're aware." And that's when I realized I have ruined these men's night. Because they thought they caught a big fish DUI, and instead they ended up with little old me, stone cold sober with a sleeping disorder. And that is how the straight edge kid got an open container citation.